Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a move that could have broad implications for same-sex marriage in this country. The Justice Department will no longer defend the federal law that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. In a letter to congressional leaders, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA as it's known, is unconstitutional. He adds that President Obama believes the federal definition of marriage violates the Equal Protection component of the Fifth Amendment. So now federal lawyers will no longer argue in favor of DOMA in federal courts across the country. To gauge the impact of this move on same-sex couples here in Massachusetts, we turn this morning to State Attorney General Martha Coakley. Good morning, Attorney General, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
After your office brought suit challenging DOMA in federal court, a federal judge decided in that case that DOMA is unconstitutional. Your case was appealed. It's still pending. How do you think the Obama administration's move will affect your lawsuit?
Well, in the short run, it certainly means a delay, because although the Department of Justice has filed their brief, ours was not due till next week. And given the statement yesterday, it's our anticipation that they'll let the First Circuit know that they no longer intend to pursue this appeal. There is, however, the opportunity for Congress to come in and defend this. And we don't know what they're going to do, but in the short run, I assume there'll be an extension of time while we figure that out.
All right. What happens next, then, for same-sex couples in Massachusetts who are seeking federal benefits in terms of immigration, taxation, veterans benefits, Social Security, and so on?
Well, all of that has been stayed at the moment. In other words, DOMA is still the law until this is resolved finally, whether through an argument in the First Circuit or the dropping of the suit here. Nothing will, as a practical matter, change. But I think that yesterday's decision was a huge boost in many ways, both for the lawsuit and I think for the indication that the Department of Justice and the President found that they could no longer defend this particular statute as unconstitutional. It's the argument we've always held, and we argued before the federal judge and intend to argue as we go forward, if we have to, before the First Circuit.
You know, some critics of the White House are describing the president's decision on this matter just a political move in advance of his reelection bid in 2012. Do you view this as political or legal?
This is a legal decision, and frankly, when we brought suit, there were critics who said, well, they're not defending it zealously, etc. That was all political commentary also. We know, because we were in the suit, that there was a zealous defense of the statute by the Department of Justice, and anyone who thought otherwise, they might well look to the fact that although they tried to zealously defend this, ultimately you're also hampered by the merits of your argument. And I think after discovery and arguments before Judge Toro, it became clear to those involved in the suit, those looking at it closely, that this statute really doesn't have much defense, that its only purpose is to discriminate against same-sex couples.
You know, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago that members of Congress can, by law, decide to arrange their own defense of DOMA. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, for instance, can do so. If Congress proceeds with such defenses, would lawsuits such as yours continue in the courts? Would this be dragged out a lot further?
If they choose to defend it, which they have the right to, it certainly will take longer, but we intend to, as we always have, to bring a vigorous prosecution of this. We've been successful already, I think, with Judge Toro. We intend to, and I have expectations that we could continue to bring the lawsuit. I'm not suggesting that this is all over by any means, but this is a huge step and a huge victory, and I think it indicates, when you look closely at the legal arguments brought by the Department of Justice, they recognize, and I think other courts will recognize, that this statute is unconstitutional.
Chris Mino of the Massachusetts Family Institute, a group opposed to same-sex marriage, told WBUR last night that he's already contacted Speaker Boehner's office to ask congressional members to defend DOMA. The group also plans to request standing in the Massachusetts case. That is, it wants to present its own defense of DOMA. Are you going to oppose that effort? And how likely is it that this group and possibly others will be given a voice in court?
Well, at this stage, that would be up to the judge, the federal judge or the circuit judge, and obviously it's their call, but it's very unlikely at this stage of the game, with already proceedings on factual and legal arguments made below, that someone would be allowed to come in other than the parties already at the appellate level,
so you don't
other than by way of amicus briefs, of course.
Right. So you don't think that this would be a big factor then?
I don't see that happening. I think it's unlikely, but again, that's not our decision.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.